Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. I just want to start by thanking the McCaskey family, the Chicago Bears organization, and the Piccolo family, and all the former recipients here. It truly is an honor and a privilege to be part of this team and accept this award in Brian's name. I'd like to thank Ryan Pace and his entire management crew, Coach John Fox, Dial Loggins, my tight end coach Frank Smith, and the rest of our coaching staff for giving me the opportunity to play football again. I went through a number of different things for the last 3 or 4 years, and they really gave me an opportunity to revitalize my career. And honestly, it is a privilege to do it here with the Chicago Bears and this organization, so thank you for that. We know here football is the ultimate team sport. The guy next to you, you got to put everything on the line for him, so this doesn't happen without my teammates. I thank them for voting me, for giving me this award. I have to personally thank my entire tight end crew who graciously slid out of meetings today to come join us. You guys owe me dinner for skipping meetings. So I need to thank them for that. Thank you to my family, my wife and my two beautiful children, my mother and father, and my two sisters who have been there for my entire career through thick and thin, ups and downs. You know, they raised me in a house of love, and I can't thank them enough for all their support. Playing football in the NFL is something that I dreamed about since I was a little boy, much like the same way that Brian did. You can tell, you know, through his story and just reading about his past and his charisma and how he was brought up, it was absolutely the right way. And, you know, to be standing here receiving an award in his name is an absolute honor and a privilege for me. His display of hard work, determination, and friendship are things that I want to emulate. He was a great football player, but an even a better human, a friend who you could count on at all times. The unbreakable bond that he and Gale Sayers formed at a time when it wasn't a popular decision is something that speaks volumes to their character. And, you know, I'm just honored to be standing here today at this moment right now and accept this award on his behalf. He was the ultimate man's man who worked hard and he did everything the right way. And I hope one day that I'm viewed as such. So thank you again for this award, and God bless.